Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Epistle of Colossians, Book of Colossians. If you find the New Testament, past the Gospels, you find Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and then Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. The Apostle Paul wrote this from prison to the Church of Colossae, but it is for us today as well. Father, thank you for your word. Please help us to understand it and apply it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So that's a great promise. We're to think about eternal things now, knowing that when this life is over, when we see Christ, we will be with him forever. Because of that, you have verse 5, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you also rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. It's a great reminder that, you know, the reason we are to live for him is because the image of Christ is put on us when we become a believer. We are to be new, different, not walk in the old ways. It's also interesting here in verse 11 that there's no barrier. You know, the social issues of race that we're facing today, in Christ, those barriers are taken down. Those who are in Christ should not be treating anybody any differently, and they all have full access to God through Jesus. Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. If we're all living that way, clothing ourselves as though it were actual clothing with these qualities, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, forgiveness, that's how you stay unified. That's how you keep from people hurting each other. And that's how you live for Christ, even in difficult days. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Father, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly matters and masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. So there's these instructions then for whatever their situation was in that day. And certainly our culture today could argue against all these things. But the situation they were in their culture, the instruction to them as Christians was to honor God in that situation. And it shared how to honor him, even if you cannot change your situation. Verse 1, chapter 4. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. He's very concerned about the gospel and praying that the gospel will go forth, and he's asking for prayer. Final greetings, verse 7. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He's a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those of Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters of Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it's also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. All right. That's the end of Colossians and the end of our reading for today. So, what do you take away from these two chapters? There's certainly a lot here. What comes to my mind and heart is chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. That's what I want to focus on today. I want to be that representative of Christ that is spiritually clothed in this way. That when someone interacts with me, they see compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That I'm willing to bear with them, that I'm willing to suffer grievances, that I'm willing to forgive as Jesus forgave me. And that I embody what true biblical love is. That's what I want to pursue today. That's what I want to be at all times. What about you? Father, I'm going to ask your help. Thank you that your Holy Spirit lives in me, so this is possible. Lord, I want to live in love. I want to have these Christ-like characteristics of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. I want to forgive like you have forgiven me. Help me, Father, give me the strength to live in that today. In Jesus' name, amen.